Grace, what is it? Do you know what time it is?
Oh, do you? It's nearly 12, Scott. We've been open since 6 a.m., you know, the time you're meant to be here by. You really set an alarm for 11:30.
It was in case I slept in.
Yeah, and clearly you have. Look, we've got a situation here at the office. Reese has been down here waiting to speak with you.
Christ. Now I wish I could just sleep in.
Oh, behave. What time will you be here?
There. That'll be about 15 minutes. I'm already dressed.
Are you serious? You're gonna wear what you wore yesterday after you've slept in it.
See you soon, Grace. Ask Steph to fetch me some breakfast.
You mean lunch?
Mr. Stevens, do you have a moment?
And you are...
I work for London Today, sir. Just wondered if you had any updates on the whereabouts of Laura Jenkins after last night's announcement.
Laura who?
Jenkins. Surely you're aware of the announcement made by Scotland Yard last night.
Sure.
You have no idea, do you?
Look, I've just got here after a long night working from home.
Is that alcohol I smell on you?
Excuse me?
You've been drinking, haven't you? No wonder you're out of it. Shame on you. A woman has gone missing and you've been drinking on the job. What has the world come to?
Do you mind leaving my colleague alone?
Why should I? Laura Jenkins is missing and this clown knows nothing about it. What kind of business are you running here?
The kind that remembers when a certain journalist was taken to court for a harassment case a few years back, but was never charged properly.
Whatever. Just keep us updated on this case, okay? The public has a right to know.
How long were you watching?
For all of it. It's pretty funny to see you get a bollocking from the no-name journalists every now and then.
Glad you found my misery so amusing.
Do you really not know who Laura Jenkins is?
I've heard the name before, but didn't realize she was so important. I assume you're going to tell me why.
She's a high-profile ballet dancer. Been missing for 3 days now, close to four. Reese announced last night that they'd open the lines to anonymous tips and whatnot. You seriously didn't hear about this last night?
Afraid not. I was, preoccupied.
Is that code name for getting pissed?
Sorry, Grace. It's been a rough week.
Well, we needed you here, Scott. We can't keep waiting on you all the bloody time.
It was 10 years yesterday since Rose's passing.
I'm sorry, Scott. I didn't realize.
It's okay. She wouldn't have been happy with me for getting drunk either. You're right. I should have been here. Anyways, where's Reese? I thought he needed to see me.
He had to leave. Had a call about a lead whilst waiting. No doubt he'll be back here later, though, or at least drop us a call to head down to the station.
Did he tell you anything of relevance to the case?
Only that they were still trying to get access to local CCTV footage of the surrounding area.
Whereabouts was she last seen?
At a rehearsal by some colleagues. Not too sure on the time for that, though. Reese didn't share too much.
Just like him. Wanting to sort this kind of case himself.
It'd look better on his team, for sure, if they just got a clean-cut case without third parties like us. Either way, I do have some leads of my own.
Oh? Do tell.
I think it's best I show you.
What's this?
It's a forum for talking about celebs and the like in the London area.
What does this have to do with the case?
Look here. There's a user that keeps talking about Jenkins, constantly saying how beautiful she is and how they'd love to get a chance to meet her.
Okay. A creepy fan. Not abnormal.
It gets worse. Here, they say they've been following her for a while. Love her fashion sense and wonder what fragrance she wears.
Following? On social media?
No, stalking. They've also posted dodgy photos of her in other posts. Seems like they've been on her case for some time.
You think this person is the reason she's missing?
I think it's cause for concern. Certainly not normal behavior.
Are we gonna tell Reese about this?
Of course. We need to keep everyone in the loop. I know you don't like him, but this is a serious professional issue.
Come in.
Sorry to disturb you both, but Sergeant Johnson's just phoned. He said it's urgent. Shall I put him through to the office?
Yes, please, Steph.
I assume you're ringing with updates?
Indeed I am. Not good ones, I'm afraid. The lead Reese was following indicates there was an accident involving Jenkins at her home.
Her home? I thought she was missing.
No, she isn't there. But we've had reports from neighbors saying they heard arguing around 3 days ago, before it was turned into a missing persons.
Any ideas on what the argument was about?
Not really. The neighbors said they couldn't make out any of the conversation. The only thing they did know was that this wasn't the first time it had happened that week.
So what are we looking at here?
At the moment, your guess is as good as mine. Reese is at her flat with some officers currently. Not sure what we'll find in all honesty.
Whilst you're on the line, Johnson, do you happen to know of any stalkers Jenkins might have had? Any reports?
Not as far as I know. Why?
I came across a forum which seems to have a very passionate fan of Ms. Jenkins on there. They'd been following her a few weeks prior to her disappearance.
Is there photo evidence?
Yes, they posted numerous photos. They're not exactly very clear, but you might be able to get something from them.
Send them over, and I'll get the team to take a look.
Thanks, Johnson.
Did they post anything more recently on the forum too? Anything since last night's announcement?
Doesn't look like it. Seems to me they stopped posting around a week ago. I wonder why.
Oh, rest assured. We'll look into it. I better go. Reese is expecting me at the scene. Take care.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Potentially, but I'm sure you're about to tell me your thoughts anyway.
It seems to me this forum poster could indeed be connected to Jenkins' disappearance. She went missing around 4 days ago now. Post stopped about a week ago. Perfect timing for some stalker to get a plan in action for a kidnapping, don't you think?
Could be. However, why would they let themselves be known online if they were planning to kidnap a very high-profile ballet dancer? Not exactly a smart move, is it?
That's what they want us to think, though. Right? That it's not them? What if they posted about it to throw us off, so it looks too obvious?
I don't know, Scott. Doesn't seem like a criminal mastermind would really be so reckless.
They all start somewhere. Hopefully Johnson and Reese get more leads, but I'm not holding out much hope.
What does that mean?
Let's be real, Grace. They don't have the best track record for solving cases quickly, do they?
They still solve them. Isn't that enough?
We're looking at a missing persons here. Time is everything. The more time the person is missing, the more chance they could have been harmed, or even killed.
I guess so. How about we head down to the scene, meet up with Reese and Johnson, see what they found?
Sounds good. Text Johnson, ask for the address. I'll be in the car. Well, it seems they must have found something. Looks like they've turned it into a fully fledged crime scene.
Ah, Scott, Grace. Good to see you. We've just had to cordon off the area. We found something. If you'd like to follow me. Ooh, mind your head walking up here. The ceiling is quite low.
Grace! What a pleasant surprise. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You?
I'm good. See, you brought Scott along for the ride.
I'm her boss, Reese. I drove us here.
Ah, yes. How silly of me. I forgot that you micromanage Grace at that detective agency of yours. My mistake.
Can we not do this here, please? Have you guys found anything else?
We found some scuff marks hidden under a rug, as well as some blood on a coffee table and around the surrounding area, too. We've taken some samples to send to the lab. Shouldn't take too long to hear back.
That's not all. We found a bag with Jenkins' phone in. Doesn't seem to be tampered with. Rather just left in place. Wherever she is, I don't think it was planned.
Are you able to check the call logs and messages?
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem.
Important?
Not really. Just Alex asking if we can meet up in the next few days for a catch-up. Strange, though. He hasn't been in touch with me for a while.
Surprised you still speak to him.
Now that's something I can agree with you on for once.
I liked it better when you two were bickering.
Say, doesn't Alex work for the same production company Jenkins was part of?
Maybe. Not too sure. Why?
Perhaps he'd know if anyone had a personal vendetta against her.
Assuming they knew each other, though, right? The company is pretty big. Considering it's professionally run, they might have never crossed paths.
Wouldn't hurt to ask.
I'll get on it, then. In the meantime, is there anything Scott and I can do to help? I take it you haven't checked the local shop's footage yet?
Not currently. Might be a good idea to head over there, see if they caught anything.
Will do. Cheers, Johnson.
Have a great day. Hi, can I help you?
I sure hope so. Private Inspector Scott Stevens. This is my colleague, Grace Smith. We'd like to ask you a few questions and access your CCTV.
Is this about the missing person?
Indeed it is.
I already told the police everything when they were here earlier. Are you not working with them?
We are. Just here to ask some of our own questions is all. Besides, they said they haven't checked the CCTV yet. Is that true?
Yep. I'll take you through. Just need to find the keys first.
Have you noticed anything unusual recently? Anything off outside the shop at all?
Not really, other than the usual school kids drinking and smoking outside. Ah, found them. Let me just close up the shop so you have a little bit more privacy.
Thanks.
This way. Alright, that's logged in now. Should be good to go. Do you guys know how to use these kind of things?
Somewhat. Comes with the job, really. Checking CCTV often, making sure people aren't up to no good.
Well, I'll leave you guys to it. I'll be out front if you need me.
Let's see what we're working with. Care to do the honors?
Afraid of technology?
Something like that.
Interesting.
What is?
Look, right there. There's someone entering the flat on the day of the argument the neighbors heard.
Makes sense. Jenkins wouldn't be arguing with herself.
Strange, though. They seem to have a key. Let me see if I can zoom in, make out any features.
And?
Not really any clearer, is it? God, this camera angle's awful.
Awful to see the flat, yeah. Not awful to see the outside of the shop, though. Can you fast forward at all? See if there's any other people entering the flat?
Can do.
There. Right there. Pause it. You see that? There's someone at the end of the street, hiding behind a bin.
How can you see that?
They moved there as you were fast-forwarding. Go back a bit. We'll be able to see them get into position. We need to see if we can make out any key features.
Seems they have some bright apparel on a backpack. Badges, maybe, or pins. Oh, and look, they're wearing a branded hoodie, too.
Can you make out what it says?
Kind of. I think it has the word ballet in?
Bingo.
What do you mean, bingo?
That has to be the stalker. Who else is going to be hiding behind a bin, wearing a hoodie with ballet or whatever on it?
Makes sense. But who's the other person with a key to the home?
Close friend? Lover? Who knows? We have a lead, though.
I guess so. We better report back to the others.
You can give them a ring when we're in the car. We're going back to the office. Easier to focus there. Let's go.
Reese sure sounded happy we found more evidence.
He just wants to close this case as soon as possible, I bet. Just another quick victory for him.
You really don't like him, do you?
I have my reasons.
Like what?
The fact he made you leave your job at Scotland Yard is a pretty big one.
Oh, come off it, Scott. You know as well as I do that I left because I wanted to. Besides, I wouldn't have left it if it wasn't for you practically begging me to work for you anyway.
Is that so? The way I saw it was that Reese broke a professional boundary. And you ended up leaving after your whirlwind of a relationship collapsed.
Enough, okay? Can we just focus on the case? All you've done today is be an arse from the minute we stepped foot on the scene with Reese. Anyway, let's check over this CCTV again. There. There's the stalker again, clear as day.
Zoom in if you can.
Are we looking for anything different here?
Kind of. I want to see if there's any features we missed.
Hang on a minute. What's he doing there?
Looks like he's opening the bin. How did we miss this?
I would say we missed it because you were rushing to get back here with the lead.
Either way, good find. Go forward more. We might have missed some other stuff. Huh? Wait. Are they going into the flat?
Sure looks like it. Do you think they were let in?
Hard to tell. We need a shot directly from the flat to see the door better. Ring Reese. See if their team managed to find any other footage from the surrounding area.
No need. Chris just texted me. Said we might have missed something.
Did he say what it was?
Nope. Just said we need to head down and see him ASAP.
Put him in interview room 1. Make sure an officer is with him at all times. Alright, thanks, Roberts. Oh, sorry, you two. I know it's been a busy day so far, but as you know, these things are never as simple as they seem. Anyway, we've just had a call on the appeal line from a distressed individual. They claimed, well, more or less confessed, really, to killing Laura Jenkins.
What? Murder? How can we be sure they're telling the truth? Surely it was a prank call, right? Why would they confess like that?
Truth or not, they confessed to it in quite graphic detail. Seemed almost like they'd written it down. Ah, poor Git. Must have been mulling over what they'd say for a while now.
Does this person have a name?
Mr. Bernie Langley, 32. Male. Surprisingly, he doesn't live too far from Jenkins's flat.
And you're saying he just straight up confessed?
Hard to believe, I know, but trust me. This guy seems adamant it was him.
Have you found a body yet?
We're still working on that. They stated they couldn't reveal where it was for their own safety. Whatever that means. I mean, who thinks of their own safety if you just confess to murder? Surely they're not the full ticket.
Blimey, Johnson. I know you said we may have missed something, but I didn't know you meant you had someone.
Oh, well, that wasn't even why I called you here. In actual fact, I wanted to see you both to ask more about the CCTV. Reese seems to think you've overlooked some crucial evidence. He said more than one person entered the flat that night.
Yeah, we just made that shocking discovery ourselves too. Anything else from Columbo?
Knock it off.
Yeah, just hear me out. He said there were 3 different individuals who visited Jenkins, all within an hour.
3? We only saw 2 people.
Reese is gonna love this.
Is Langley here now?
He's on the way. We sent a squad car out around 30 minutes ago to pick him up. Should be here any minute.
Afternoon, Sarge.
Ah, afternoon. Did you get him?
Reese is just getting him out of the car with another officer. He told me to head up and tell you the good news.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Any news on the body yet?
That's what we're hoping to find out.
And you are?
Scott. Well, formerly Scott Stevens of the Stevens Detective Agency. But I guess you guys don't really care about that around here.
What does that mean?
Oh, nothing. Just that your lot always seems to have us involved with these cases, don't you? You keep it very hush-hush, though. Surprising, really, considering we do most of the work.
Annoying my team again, are we, Scott?
Quite the opposite, actually. Just educating them.
My team don't need teachings from a washed-up PI like you, Scott. Now, if you'll excuse me, Sergeant Johnson and my colleague here have some questioning to do. Feel free to wait out here whilst we do the real work.
God, Scott, you really need to stop with this pettiness. It's not helping anyone.
Whatever. I need a smoke. You coming?
Fine.
I don't get it, Grace. What do you see in him?
I'm not answering that.
Why not? It's a simple question.
Because I don't answer to you. Bloody hell, Scott, it's always this, that, and the other with you lately. I get it. Today is a bad day for you, but you don't need to make others feel bad, too.
It's not my fault your boyfriend's an arse.
Scott, please. We're here to focus on the case. And for your information, Reese isn't my boyfriend. Never was. We had a fling, end of story.
I'm just trying to look out for you, alright? You're a good detective, Grace. I just don't want Reese interfering with our work any more than he does.
So what? You see him as a rival. That's it, isn't it? You see him as someone trying to challenge you, and that stops you from allowing a professional to work on a case with us.
Grace, I...
Forget it, Scott. I'm going inside. They should be done questioning Langley now, anyway. You coming?
Oh, there you are. Thought you'd both gone missing. Sorry. A little insensitive of me, I know, but...
You done with Langley?
For now, yes. However, you were right. I don't think he's telling the truth.
What makes you say that? I thought he confessed in graphic detail.
It's, weird. He seems to have very clear memories of details that, well... seem obsolete to normal murderers. It seemed to me like he was looking for things to say, other than he actually killed her.
But he confessed on the phone, right?
Yes, but he seems to have changed his tone since arriving at the station.
These individuals you saw on the CCTV, did he mention them to you?
He did. Well, one of them. Apparently her name is Emma.
Huh. Female. Surname?
Didn't get that far. Started bawling his eyes out before we could get any further. Had to stop the interview.
Jenkins is a ballet dancer, right? Maybe it was a friend of hers. Cast member, possibly?
There's dozens of cast members at that ballet place she works at. I mean, it could be anyone.
Can only be one of the Emmas, though. Whittles it down a bit.
Here. Google the cast list for her latest production. Bottom left, Emma. Emma Singh.
Grace, look. Opposite that. Alex.
Alex?
Yes. Alex Moore. You know him, right?
Yeah. We haven't spoken much recently, though. He texted me earlier, remember?
Sorry, I don't follow. Who's Alex Moore?
A pain in the ass. And possibly our next suspect.
What? Why would Alex be involved?
Look at the Google result again. Next to the cast list... there's a group photo. Notice anything?
That they're all stuck-up ballet dancers?
No. That Alex is standing right there with his arm around Laura Jenkins.
Oh my God.
Stevens and Smith creator, James Malloy here, to say a huge thank you to Faith Krause, Z. Smith, and Ezra J. Wayne for their work to make this a reality. Visit our Twitter at www.twitter.com/StephenSmithAD for more information. Thank you for listening.